Summer brings millions of migratory birds back to their northern breeding grounds. Every year, they course their way across the United States from their tropical winter homes. Many of them, though, do not complete that long journey. In 2009, several hundred dead songbirds were found at the foot of a Coast Guard tower outside Bedette, Minnesota. That is about as far north as you can get in the continental United States. Producers Elizabeth Meister and Dan Collison offer this story as told by the people of Bedette.
So you're going on this long, straight highway, and it's nothing but bog on either side of you. And you can see this tower up ahead, and it's just like you're just trying to get to this tower because you know home is just after that tower.
My name is Tom Hansen. I ran the Coast Guard Station, Lowrance Station, here in Bedette, Minnesota.
My name is Penny Mio Hurst, editor at the Bedette Region, which is a weekly newspaper.
What a Lowrance Tower is, Lowrance is actually an acronym for long-range navigation. It was the predecessor to GPS.
The tower is kind of the beacon.
At the times it was put there, it was for a, if you want to call it a life-saving purpose. I mean, getting the captains across the Great Lakes in a safe manner.
The wires go from the top of the tower and out a long distance.
It's painted red and white in alternating sections, obstructed by clouds at times.
It's taller than any radio or TV tower, so it's the biggest thing we've got.
My name is Katie Haas. I'm a regional non-game wildlife specialist for the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources in northwest Minnesota. In 2009, there was an incident where a large number of birds were observed dead in the vicinity of a Lowrance tower.
This is Jeff Dietrich, and I'm the area wildlife manager for the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. There were birds scattered all around, a combination of live and dead, and, you know, just parts of birds, too, from what the predators had been working on.
There were 35 different bird species found at the base of the Lowrance Tower.
The list starts with hummingbird 26, Tennessee warblers 29, common yellowthroat 23.
The bird species with the greatest number found dead was Swainson's thrush.
110.
I'm Bill Teft, and I'm primarily a naturalist. The Swainson's thrush is a large songbird.
My name is Jenny Mormon. I am currently a sixth grade teacher at Lake of the Woods School. They have flute-like sounds. And you hear them in the deep woods.
They essentially fill the space with their song.
I'm Ted Dick, and I work for the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. I've actually stood outside and looked up a lot of times on those quiet evenings. You can hear chirping birds, little call notes when they're going by communicating, and there's obviously just masses of birds going by.
Five palm warbler.
Connecticut warbler, two.
Four Lincoln's sparrow.
You know, they had hit
three.
This Lowrance tower.
It sort of looks like a spider web or something when you look up from here.
Probably hit the tower and the guy wires.
I thought, wow, if you were standing there, it must just be raining birds.
That would be pretty scary. Kind of Hitchcock-like or something.
Maybe one drops in occasionally, or maybe you don't even notice a whole lot of it. You know, they're pretty quiet. They hit hard, and then they just flutter down.
My first thought was, what was weird about that night?
We have a lot of ground fog.
When it is foggy, oh boy, you better be careful.
So even if you miss the tower, you'd be kind of flying a gauntlet of wires.
It is ironic that a tower that would be used to help people find their way on the Great Lakes would also become a death trap to birds finding their way home.
You always think about their migration and, you know, their journey across the country and then just suddenly stop like that when you run into that sort of thing. And I remember I thought if they didn't die at this tower, they're going to died another one along the way, but there's
a lot of massive dangerous things when you're just a little bird flying by in the dark.
You know, the number of towers that are being built has probably just gone up exponentially with this explosion in cell phone use. Society is, they want these kinds of services, you know, and they're willing to pay what it takes to get them, you know, and some of it's dollars out of your pocket and some of it is dead birds.
And one rose-breasted grosbeak.
A total of 375.
That's a really horrific number.
There aren't many secrets in this town, and since I found out about the birds that were lost at the tower, I've kind of asked around, and nobody knows about it. And for that to not get around our community is pretty amazing.
Well, you don't just go up to people and say, guess what? 700 birds were killed last night at the tower. That isn't pleasant. And I think people are Minnesota nice. You know, we don't like to be seen in a way where people would believe that we would let something like that happen without doing something about it.
My husband and I were driving back from the Twin Cities, and it was during a snowstorm. It was dark. And we were within a mile of the tower before we could see it. And that night, I thought of those birds. Because, you know, on a night like tonight, it would be pretty dangerous to be flying by that tower. It wasn't safe for us. Maybe they were flying when it wasn't safe for them.
This story produced by Elizabeth Meister and Dan Collison as part of Long Haul Productions' Song Story Series. The original song, Vision, was written and performed by the group Mountain Man. For photos of the tower and to hear the song, go to npr.org. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.